want to welcome you to the radio ministry of Church of the Promise in Iway, Louisiana, with Pastors Dwayne and Cindy Daigle. We're a non-denominational Bible teaching ministry with a passion to help God's people find their place in the kingdom of God. We want you to know that your life counts and that God wants to give you a hope and a future. We trust that you'll be both blessed and challenged by today's message. Here is Pastor Daigle.
Cindy and I would like to say thank you to all of those who have contributed to this ministry, making this broadcast possible.
The title of this message is Never Leave Home Without It, Part 4. We pray this is a blessing to your life.
And what are we talking about? We're talking about the power of the Holy Spirit. One of the things that Jesus commanded of his disciples was to receive that power, to receive God's power. And in Luke chapter 24, verse 49, it says, "And behold, I am sending the promise of my Father upon you, but stay in the city until you are clothed with power from on high." And again, I've said this many times, but God never intended for us to do anything he ever told us to do without his power. When he gave the commission to the disciples, he was letting them know, the Great Commission, he was letting them know, I want you to go win the world for Jesus, but don't even attempt to do it without the power of the Holy Spirit. Because man can produce all kinds of good things, but if it's not empowered by the Holy Spirit, it doesn't make an eternal difference. So man has his plans, but man's plans, and usually what we think are good plans, are usually not God's plans, all right? We can come up with our strategies. We can come up with our marketing plans. We can come up with all of our, you know, earthly knowledge and how to make something happen. But if it is not led by the Holy Spirit, it is a waste of time. Can I get a bigger amen? Amen. So that's what this is really all about. Now, this isn't just about how you run a church or how you run a ministry or something. This is simply about how we live our lives. How many of you know we are all called to be disciples of Jesus Christ? And we're all called to take part in the Great Commission. And we're all called to be empowered by the Holy Spirit, because we're all called to reconcile men to God and to change the destination of sinful men and women from hell to heaven. How many of you agree? That's our job, right? We all have a part to play. And so we cannot do it without the power of the Holy Spirit. So we talked about several things that the Holy Spirit does for us. And I'm going to run through this like machine gun style. You can go back and you can listen to the other messages that are on our YouTube page, Church of the Promise YouTube page, if you would like to do that. But we said, number one, the Holy Spirit convicts of sin. He lets us know when we're wrong. Number two, the Holy Spirit regenerates us by his power. I feel that regeneration in me right now, literally. Because, you know, a week ago, it was tough. But I feel the regenerating power of the Holy Spirit in me. Otherwise, I wouldn't be standing up here, all right? Thank God he regenerates us. Number three, the Holy Spirit lives in us. He dwells in us. He stays with us. Number four, the Holy Spirit seals us, making us as his own. And we said that doesn't just mean he puts a mark on us or seals us, like keeps us in salvation. It means that he puts his mark of approval and authority, so to speak, on us. All right. Number five, the Holy Spirit teaches us. He teaches us. In fact, he'll teach you what men cannot teach you. I've had lots of people, even with the Bible, where they'll stand and they say, well, I'm going to teach you the Bible. And they may teach you some kind of stuff that the Bible says, but aren't necessarily teaching you what the Holy Spirit is saying through it. Only the Holy Spirit can make that come alive to you. Now, I can share with you revelation that the Holy Spirit gives me, but I'm going to tell you, there's plenty of revelation that he's going to give you if you just seek him, right? So he teaches us. Thank God for that. Number six, the Holy Spirit reminds us again and again what he taught us. As I said before, I don't know about you, but I need to be reminded of stuff, right? In fact, you ask my wife, she has to remind me of stuff a lot, right? She'll say, didn't I already tell you that? And I say, yeah, but I'm a man, and you have to tell me at least twice, if not three times, all right? I think that one's mainly for the men, that he has to tell us over and over again. And then number seven, the Holy Spirit guides and directs our steps. And he shows us where to go, how to get where we need to get when we have no idea how. Number eight, we said the Holy Spirit is our helper. He does for us what we cannot do for ourselves. Number nine, the Holy Spirit is our counselor. And we spent quite a bit of time talking about the fact that that word counselor actually is several other words. It can be translated several other ways as well, like intercessor and consoler and advocate and comforter. And then we said that the Holy Spirit gives us spiritual gifts. That's actually supposed to be number 10. And then the Holy Spirit also fills us. Now, this is where we're really going to start today, that the Holy Spirit fills us. Now, we talked quite a bit the last time I taught on this about those gifts and how the gifts of the Spirit are for everyone. The gifts of the Spirit are for His church. The gifts of the Spirit are how He intends for us to do His work. It's very powerful when the gifts of the Spirit are in operation in His people. When God begins to flow through you in word of knowledge and word of wisdom and healing and miracles and supernatural faith and all of those things that are a part, even tongues and interpretation of tongues and prophecy and all those things, they're very, very powerful. And most of the church, well, now I'm not going to say most. Let me back up. A whole lot of the church has completely abandoned those gifts and said that they're not even for us today. They're not part of the church's operation. And I always say, well, you come too late to tell me that, because I've seen it too much. I've seen too many miracles and seen too many healings, and I've experienced too many of those gifts operating and flowing. And so thank God for the gifts of the Holy Spirit. But today, we're going to start with the fact that the Holy Spirit fills us. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18, "And do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery, but be filled with the Holy Spirit." You know, today, if it were modern day, he could say, do not get stoned with marijuana, right? Do not get, in other words, don't let anything else become a substitute for the infilling of the Holy Spirit, right? And people are always looking for substitutes, all right? So, but do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery, but be filled. That is a command. Be filled with the Holy Spirit. Acts chapter 2. And by the way, there is a difference between having the Holy Spirit come and regenerate you into a new person that happens in salvation, or in what we call justification. There's a difference in that and being filled with the Holy Spirit. Some people try to say, oh, it's all the same thing. The moment you get saved, you get all the Holy Spirit that you're going to get. But we can prove with the Bible that that's not the case, because there are Christians who are then being filled with the Holy Spirit in certain situations and times. And we see that over and over. So let me give you several scriptures here. Acts 2, 1 through 4. When the day of Pentecost arrived, they were all together in one place, and suddenly there came from heaven a sound like a mighty rushing wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. And divided tongues as a fire appeared to them and rested on each of them, and they were all filled. Everybody say filled. Filled with the Holy Spirit, and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And so we see that supernatural outpouring. And this is the scripture, this is why most people say that when you are baptized or filled with the Holy Spirit, that there's going to be the evidence of speaking in tongues. I teach that a little different. I do believe that tongues is an evidence of the infilling of the Holy Spirit, but I don't believe it's the only one, all right? I mean, I believe a life, a changed life, a life submitted to God, a life filled with the love of God and the fruit of the Spirit, those are also evidences of the baptism or infilling of the Holy Spirit. But I will tell you this. Some people say, well, I don't believe tongues is for everyone. But I'll say this. I believe it is for every believer in Christ that God wants that gift to function and operate in you. And I'm talking about the gift of praying in tongues. All right? And there is a difference between the praying in tongues and tongues that requires an interpretation. One is from us to God. That's praying in tongues. It's nobody's business what you're saying or your spirit is crying out to God. And one is from heaven to earth, which is supposed to be a message from God to the church. That requires an interpretation. which is also a spiritual gift, to interpret a language that you don't know, all right? So just wanted to throw that out there. Tongues is for everybody. I believe that with all my heart. Not everybody who was filled with the Spirit necessarily spoke in tongues because they may not understand how it works, but I do believe that everybody who was filled with the Spirit can, all right? Can I get a bigger amen? And if you disagree with me, you have the right to be wrong. That's okay. So Acts chapter 4, verse 8. Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, rulers of the people and elders. So what does it say about Peter? Filled with the Holy Spirit. And then he begins to preach an incredible message because he's filled with the Holy Spirit. God is leading him in what he says, and thousands of people are saved. Acts chapter 4, verse 31. And when they had prayed, the place in which they were gathered together was shaken, and they were filled with the Holy Spirit and continued to speak the word of God with boldness. By the way, one of the evidences of the infilling of the Holy Spirit is also boldness. You have a boldness like you've never had before. So the Holy Spirit, again, this is a separate time after Acts 2. This is Acts 4. And again, it's saying they were filled with the Holy Spirit right here in this moment. Then Acts chapter 9, verse 17. So Ananias departed and entered the house, and laying his hands on him, he said, Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus, who appeared to you on the road by which you came, has sent me to you that you may regain your sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Now, Paul had already had a salvation experience, but now he's going to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Acts chapter 13, verse 52. And the disciples, this is chapter 13, long after Acts chapter 2, the disciples were filled with joy and with the Holy Spirit. I want to tell you, being filled is not a one-time thing, it's an everyday thing.
Hello, this is Pastor Dwayne. I would like to take a few moments to say thank you to those who have written in or called in or just let us know that you've been blessed by this program. Your prayers and encouragement compel us to keep pressing forward. We're also very thankful for those who have sent financial support, both businesses and private individuals. You know who you are. It's truly a joy providing this program for you. We've been amazed at the wide variety of folks who say that they have been impacted by the message brought to you here. From those who are incarcerated to police officers, from business owners to homemakers, from farmers to legislators. We know that we have a mandate from the Lord to preach the no-compromise, straightforward gospel truth, and that is what we've strived to do. If you've been blessed by this radio program in some way, please continue to pray for us, and we would also love to hear from you. You could call or write or even friend us on Facebook. We love to post inspirational thoughts daily. Send your Facebook request to Pastor Dwayne Daigle. And as the Lord lays it on your heart, by all means, your financial gift of any size would be a great blessing. Thank you so much for helping us to take ground for the kingdom of God.
Pastors Dwayne and Cindy would like to thank you for joining us today. We trust that your life has been enriched by the Word of God. We want to encourage you to get plugged into a life-giving church in your area. If you'd like to contact us, you may do so at area code 337-582-2090. If you'd like to write to us or send financial support for this program, you may send it to 350 Highway 165, Iway, Louisiana, 70647. You may also email us at cotp@centurytel.net. Church of the Promise is located approximately 10 miles east of Lake Charles and 1/2 mile south of I-10 at exit 44. Our service times are 10:30 Sunday morning and 7 o'clock on Wednesday evenings. Until next time, remember, you are loved and your life is worth living.